Today, there are 2 million descendants of French-Canadian immigrants living in New England. These are our stories. Welcome to the French-Canadian Legacy Podcast.
Venez tous jeunes filles et garçons, je vais vous raconter l'histoire de notre immigration ici au USA, de grands aventuriers des pays étrangers.
Bonjour everyone, this is Melody and we're back with French-Canadian news. We're back after a long hiatus. We're out of hibernation and ready to get back into it. Today I thought we'd do a recap of recent events and a reminder of content to check out. So let's get into it. For blogs and articles, check out the latest on my blog, Modern Francos, at least on my new platform on Patreon and Substack. If you haven't heard of these platforms, it's extra content that you can get from $5 to $8 a month. I'm talking about longer blog posts, more research blog posts, written book reviews, video book reviews, and my own podcast. I've taken some time off from the main Modern Francos site, but if you're looking for Modern Francos in the meantime, check out my work on Patreon or Substack. The Query of the Past blog by Patrick Lacroix has some new entries. Depopulation and Despair 140 Years Ago, French New York, and Histoire du Québec, History of Quebec Correcting the Situation. Franco-American News and Culture by Juliana LaRue has some recent entries. Lewiston Political History, The Story About Louis Gilbert, Maine Immigration Updated, Acadian documentary film produced about Ron Turcotte, and the Women's Summit at World Acadian Congress 2024, which is scheduled for August 13th to the 15th, 2024, with the theme, Strength is in Our Roots, From Exhaustion to Fulfillment. For events, earlier this month, there was Les Rassemblements, hosted by the Franco-American Programs at the Franco-American Center in Orono, Maine. This has been an annual gathering of Franco-American artists, writers, and creatives, and for the first time since 2019, it was completely in person. I attended, and it was great to finally meet some of the people I've spoken to online for years and connect with new people I hadn't met before. There were presentations and panels that you just had to be there for. So if you've never gone before, I highly recommend that you attend next time. And at Rassemblement, Maine Poutine Fest was announced for September 2024 in Portland, Maine. Also, I'd like to give a special thanks, and I'm sure everybody who attended Les Rassemblements would also love to give a special thanks to Susan Panette and Lisa Desjardins-Michaud of the Franco-American Programs. These two were on their feet basically the entire time of the Rassemblement, making sure that everybody had what they needed, making sure the food was out on time, cleanup, just absolutely everything was made possible by these two. They were up late, cooking all night, just making sure that we had all the food that we needed, that everybody had what they needed for each of the days. So huge special thanks to Susan and Lisa for making sure this whole thing ran smoothly. They're really the reason that this happened in the first place. So send them a special thanks and let them know that they did an amazing job over the weekend of Les Rassemblements. So from me to Susan and Lisa, merci beaucoup. You two made this weekend amazing, and it just went so smoothly. And there was just more than enough food for everybody. They even like catered to special diets, allergies, probably mostly from me, or maybe solely from me. So I really appreciate the time, the effort, and the work that these two put into every part of Les Rassemblements. So once again, merci beaucoup to Susan and Lisa, and please everybody make sure you send your thanks and appreciation to them as well. This is a pretty short news segment, but that's all I've got for you this time. Everything I've covered today will be linked in the French Canadian Legacy podcast episode description. Merci for listening.
Thank you, Melody. And it's exciting to be back with another episode, another season, another full season of the French Canadian Legacy podcast. And we're very, very excited to be starting this season with something we've never had on this podcast before. Obviously, we've been very, very fortunate to have quite a few people be guests on this podcast. We've had authors, historians, poets, playwrights, directors, actors. We've had politicians, musicians. We've a ton of different kind of people, a ton of super interesting people on this podcast before. But something we have never had before this episode is a professional athlete. And so for the first time, we're very excited to welcome a professional athlete, in this case, Sarah Lafour of the Montreal Women's Professional Hockey League. team. Now, it's going to be cool to speak with Sarah. Obviously, she's from Quebec, so she has that perspective, but also she played her college hockey at Boston University, one of the best, if not the best player that program, that really, really illustrious program, has ever had. So to be able to speak with her is going to be incredibly exciting. So we talk about kind of her journey from Quebec to New England and her time here and her experience in New England, along with her career. I mean, following the progress of professional women's hockey in North America has seen its ups and downs, and it's actually a really, really exciting time for it. And she's in an amazing place to be playing hockey. So be able to talk to her about her journey, some of the amazing achievements that she has had, and again, kind of her perspective of a Quebecois living in New England. And so next week, we start off this season in a very cool way, speaking with Sarah LaFour. All right, so can I ask you a bonus question? One of the things I've done is I've started a nonprofit organization to raise money to send young adults, 18 to 25-ish, to Quebec to learn French, because I had a chance to do it a couple of years ago. I think more people would absolutely benefit if they had a chance to go and do it. Students are gonna have a chance to live in Montreal and Quebec City. Actually, I'm wearing my hoodie for my cool logo here. So I need you to do a sales job for me. How would you sell living in Montreal to somebody who is, I don't know, 18 years old, between 18 to 25?
Honestly, it's a great city. I think I'm biased because I went to school in Boston, but Montreal is absolutely awesome. There's a lot of things to do, whether you're there for the winter or the summer. Great food, great coffee shops, great environment, multicultural environment, which is kind of unmatched a little bit anywhere. But definitely that language component is something to be experienced because I have teammates right now that come and they go, this province is like a whole different country. So it's pretty unique, but definitely something that everybody should experience.
One more question I feel almost contractually obligated to ask. What are your thoughts on poutine?
Yeah,
Are you a
I love
traditionalist or do you do fun toppings? Where are you coming from here?
where I'm coming from. Honestly, I'm a traditionalist, but if you're looking for a great place to go is La Banquise. In Montreal, they have tons of different toppings and is one of the best rated poutines in Montreal.
I'll have to remember that then. For sure. By the way, we have the largest poutine festival in the United States. It takes place in New Hampshire every year. If you want to come down in October, we can get you in. It
Definitely.
sells out in like 2 hours, but we'll get
Sign
you
me
in.
up.
You
Sign
got
me
it.
up.
All right, Sarah, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now our fathers look at us and sigh with despair to think that everything they love we simply do not share. But the spirit never dies, our culture will survive. Each of us must choose how much to keep alive. Each of us must choose how much to keep alive.
Special thanks to Josie Vachon for providing the music. You can find more about her at josievachon.com. This podcast was produced and edited by Mike Campbell. If you have any questions or comments, please email us at fclpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at FCL Podcast for more information about the topics discussed. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to this episode.